All right, we are, we finished the Gemara, we up to, I will start again. From 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line, 28a. Frank the Gemara, at Heichel, I have enough tests to mark now. I'd be as good as to prepare me a main or main. I think Roger just dumped 40 tests on me. It's okay, it's okay.
I didn't ask you. Give it to me tomorrow. Good old time.
Exactly. And how can Gilgushua? Until when is Gilgushua? Meaning, how far can you claim something? The answer was that logically, there's no reason to separate. We rejected the logic of saying it should make a difference whether the original claim was a Vadir or a Suffolk. If you make the guy swear, you can do Gilgushua. The second claim is always a, even if your first claim is a suffix, you can still add shvuas. Don't think about hechin go gushua. I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm a Rav. Damalei he shavu li shein avdiyata. He can go over to the guy and he says, "Oh, you have to swear to me. You might have a mitzvah. Is an eidachah. Whatever reason of a shvua. Well, I want to add on a shvua. I want you to swear that you're not an eved kanani. You're not my eved kanani." You can even go that far. Practicing Gemara, Ahu Shamuta Mishamtan Loi, accusing somebody of being an Eved Kanani, you put the guy in Cherem. There's certain things you just can't.
I'm trying to mute it. I was the guy.
What's the name again? Accusing a guy of being an Eved Kanani is something that you get put in Cherem for. So how dare a person say to somebody, swear to me you're not an Eved Kanani? That means he's calling somebody an Eved Kanani. That means he's calling somebody an Eved Kanani without presenting evidence gets a guy put into cherem.
Why?
What do you mean, why? He's questioning his Judaism. Talk is not cheap. Talk is expensive. You're accusing a guy of not being a Yid. What's a terrible accusation. Kidatanya. Ditnan. The Mishnah. Hakairis Chavere Evan. Yehebenidui. Mamzer. He calls his friend a Mamzer. Saifikas Abon. We give him Makas Martis. We give him Rabbinic Makas. For daring to call somebody a Mamzer. Because it's questioning his Yichus. You know, there's some things just leave, you're not allowed to go beyond the red line. Calling a guy an Eved is questioning his Judaism. Calling a guy a Mamzer is saying he's puzzled the Yichud. Unless you have evidence, you just don't call a guy a name like that. And, we'll finish this Gemara. If you call a friend a Russia, Yairim Elachayev. He's allowed to, Pashab Shat, as Machshayla, Yairim Elachayev, he can. Bezin doesn't get involved, but the guy who was called a Russia is allowed to hate the person who called him a Russia, and he's allowed to go and hurt his business. Do things that might undermine the accuser's business. You just don't cross red lines. And there's a response. What's the gay us, our Gemara, is you can't ask the guy to swear he's not an Eved Kanani. That means you're calling him an Eved Kanani. It's not a joke. You get put the chayrim for this.
Isn't the coming here?
So this is Rashi's kasha in Bava Metzia. Rashi here says that pshat. In Bava Metzia, he doesn't like the pshat because it's the kama. So Rashi over there says a different pshat, something to the effect that you can respond. Meaning you don't just sit there and wait for him to accuse you. You can act to him like he's an enemy. And respond to him. Make sure he stops this business because you're going to make life miserable for him. Not nekama, prevention. But that's not the point. Rashi here says, Rashi himself above Matthias says this should be nekama. But anyway, we're moving on.
What does one to do if he loses his evidence, he runs away and he finds him?
Gets Adam to testify that he's an Eved Kanani. Doesn't come in and accuse it off the bat. He presents evidence. He has a star that this guy belongs to him. You don't come in and accuse of without any evidence that a guy's an Eved Kanani.
That person is not going to put the pair. I mean,
if he has evidence, he's not calling him an Eved. He has evidence. Ela Marava, Hishava Lishonim, constantly be Eved Ivri. You can even say to him, I want you to swear to you, not by Eved Ivri. Now, Eved Ivri is not questioning his Judaism. It's a financial contract. Frekti Gemara, I tie the Malyas, Mamoinis, like Abay. What's the Kiddush? Why is it different to ask the guy to swear that he's not his Eved Ivri than to ask him about a piece of land or ask him about anything else to swear? It's a monetary claim. And Gilgul tells us you can make him swear on different monetary claims. What's the Kiddush? Even to say that he's not an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is just a monetary claim that the guy is obligated to work for you. It's a regular monetary claim like any other monetary claim. What is the Kiddush? Even that far you can take Gilgul. Why is that different than any other monetary claim? And for the Gemara, Rabbi L'tamei Dama Rabbi Eved Ivri Gufi Kanui. Rabbi says that there's more to Eved Ivri than just an obligation to work. It is something that you own. You're making him swear that he's not owned. Not undermining his Judaism, but it's a, as the Gemara will explain momentarily, a bigger, taking it a step further than a regular claim. Frech the Gemara Yachainu Karka. What is the difference between that and land? You're claiming you own the land. You're claiming you own him. It's monetary. And for the Gemara, Mal Detei Mekaku of the Inish the Bazavni Betzina. Land is sometimes sold privately. So you can demand land even though you have no evidence because it's possible that it is your land. And the reason it became your land was done in private. So now you want the guy to swear that it's not your land. Fine. It's a legitimate claim. And the fact that you can't present evidence doesn't undermine your claim. Because there are people, you wouldn't win on that claim, but there are people that sell privately. Therefore, you're entitled, if you can, to get him to swear. Avo. Evan, I'm sorry. It's very possible that he sold you the land, and you have no kail, you have no evidence, there's no rumor, you have nothing to back up your claim. So therefore, you're allowed to make him swear Gilgul Shua. One second. Hi, Emisa the Zavin Kala is like. But by an Evan Ivri, you would assume that coming to claim that without evidence is rejected right away. Not even to have a Gilgul Shua. Because why in the world aren't you having any evidence? Whoever buys an Eved Ivri in the world doesn't know about it. Where is your evidence? Maybe we shouldn't let a Gilgul Shua there because you're demanding something that normally, regularly, would have some kind of evidence and you're just coming with a claim. Now, you're not undermining his Judaism. It's not an unfair claim, but it's a claim that has zero basis. Maybe Gilgul doesn't go to zero basis claims. Maybe it only goes to claims that we can say perhaps it's true and the lack of evidence does not prove anything. Whereas, by Eved, how can you have an Eved Ivri without any evidence? Doesn't Eved Ivri get sold? Doesn't it automatically make the water cooler conversation? Doesn't it automatically become something that's well known? So it undermines your claim. So maybe Gilgul doesn't allow you to go to that point. Kamash Malan, a claim is a claim, and it doesn't have to be supported by anything. You can claim any monetary claim and make him swear. And again, remember, he's swearing anyway for a different claim. So you can make him swear on any other monetary claim, even though it's a monetary claim that should have some evidence and it doesn't. It doesn't undermine your right of Gilgul. Yes.
So doesn't Karka have a coal?
Mar says there are people that sell Karka. What am I supposed to tell you? There are Rishayim that ask Karka from another Gemara that says Karka does have a coal, but I didn't get involved in the question. Rashi.
Why buying Eved
Ivri? Again, you're arguing with Tzias and the Gemara. I can't argue with you. What am I supposed to say? The Gemara says this is the way it is. You're saying it's not the way it is.
Well, go to marketplace and buy Eved Ivri, no one knew about it. It was a quiet thing.
Eved Ivri was never sold in a marketplace. Not an Eved Kanani. You'd never get sold in a marketplace. Rashi brings it in Chumash last week. You don't sell yet in a marketplace. No. Eved Ivri is not sold in the marketplace. It's sold privately, but even privately, it makes the news. Again, you're asking, see, this is the kind of question that I can't answer. The Gemara is saying the facts are one way, you're saying the facts are other way. I mean, I can't argue with the Gemara in fact.
By saying Eved Ivri, isn't someone also saying that he stole?
No, he could have sold himself.
No, but...
No,
there is a side to say.
What do you again? What are you trying to prove with
what
this?
What trying to prove is that you're defaming him.
No, I'm not. I didn't say how he got here.
But there's no sense. The world accepts think maybe one of the ways is
obviously see the Gemara is saying we're all doesn't think that way.
Or is the Gemara saying it doesn't matter?
No, the Gemara is not saying that. Calling a guy a Ganef is calling him a Russian. Oh, is there a difference between calling a guy a Ganef and a Russian? Isn't a Ganef a Russian? Number one, I didn't say that. I just said it. Calling him a Russian, it's not something you're allowed to do. But you can say that he's not a Russian anymore because he paid back by getting sold. I don't know. Yes?
There's an interesting aspect of this, which is sort of reflective of the conversation, which is some years ago you mentioned that people would sell land quietly and secretly because they did not want it to be known that they
right.
were selling
right.
land.
Right, there is a Gemara that way. Problem is, there's a Gemara somewhere else that says it is public, so it's just theory, but it's not, we're not getting into that now.
But we have not seen that same thing by Eved Ivri. I don't recall that being mentioned.
I don't remember ever talking about Eved Ivri recall being sold, but you're right.
So it seems, you know, selling yourself is an effort to rehabilitate, and it's something which is not carrying the same shame as selling off.
You might bubbles
up. Didn't we have a
swear
about present?
We had a swear that people don't like stars on them. That's probably meant. Because people undermine your business, and people say he's selling must be something wrong in his business.
Right. So,
okay, maybe Rashi. So Rashi, the Amar Le Avdiata, a filuzu misgalgal mischayev leshua mimakam acher, maskana mafarish my rebusu mikarkad amar leichen. The Gemara is going to explain later on why is that a chiddush. It's monetary. Monetary is monetary. But first, the Gemara interrupts and says, "Akayr lechaver eved eved kani ebenidu him and not the nisai." They put him in cherem. Shemizalzu biyisrael kolkach. He's. I'm doing the Rashi second wide line. Yehebenidu him. Him and not the nisai. They put him in cherem. Shemizalzu biyisrael kolkach. He's degrading a yid so low. Avheim yizalzu lubay. So we are degrading him by putting him in cherem. Rashi tries to show the midah connected midah. Seifikas harboim, hayad kainem sin makas mardis. This is a rabbinic makas. This is not a biblical makas. Benicha leha minidoi, and a person would rather receive makas mardis than be put in cherem. That's what Rashi's saying. So we're going, Rashi's trying to say, we're going from more severe to less severe punishments. Rashi Yardi Melechayev, Klemer Lezuim Bezin Iskakin. Bezin doesn't get involved. Avilhu Mutra Lusanaisai, he can hate the guy who called him a Russia. Vav Lemayed Parnasasai, he can diminish his Parnasa. But Leir Lumnasai, to go into competition with him, do something that will hurt the guy's living as a means of getting even, which, as Dr. Harris pointed out, and Rashi Bab Matzia says, why isn't it Nakama? The key here is to understand what's revenge and what's self-defense. It's not revenge to defend yourself. Somebody punches you, you gotta punch him back. And it's not called revenge, it's called self-defense. There is no halacha of revenge when you're defending yourself. Revenge is when there's no reason to defend yourself anymore. It's over, and now you just try to even the score. Not that anybody's going to hurt you anymore. Self-defense is mutter. Revenge is usser. There's a big difference. Fine line, but it's a big difference. Somebody punches you, and a week later, you're taking revenge. It's not self-defense. He's not punching you again. Whatever happened, happened, and it's over. If a guy punches you, and you respond by punching him, that's called self-defense. Get out of here. Leave me alone. That's not called revenge. Right? Like kids in sixth grade when they're fighting, right? Who started? He took the comma from me, he hit me back. You know what I mean? That's not the comma, it's called self-defense.
You said eighth grade or sixth grade?
I said sixth grade.
But Remy's taught eight.
Again, I was just trying to make a point. Right. Tainamau, you see, Ubulai Gilgunami have a might of a mixus, Oyoyle Eid Echor Echayim Shua. If the guy would be a might of a mixus, or had an Eid Echor, it's a good claim. The Tainas Matautla Hizu. This is regular Taina, meaning Rashi is saying, I don't even need Gilgul. If you go and ask a guy, you're my Eved Ivri, and he says, no, I'm not, and you bring an Eid Echor, he swears. You don't need Gilgul for this. This is something that there is a Shua on. So what's the chiddush that you can be megalgal with this? Right? Shetavein pulas a gerainai. He's asking either for work or pay me up what I paid for you. My revusad I mishar gilgul shua. What's the chiddush? Gufay karli vein atainas metautlim. It's more than just metautlim. He owns. He's, oh, you own him. So I do karka. But then he lay me masis in the megalgalim. My revusad Rav Yehuda lashmina gilgul avdiata. Lastly, kala shemachit tamba gilgul. Like land, there's no kail. Here, there's a kail. The lack of a kail should undermine the claim and not even allow Gilgul, Kamash Malan, that it doesn't.
Zuck? Even a Microsoft might came because of the Abak Shvir. All these things came on.
Again. I'm not interested in cause and effect. I'm interested in what happened. He sold himself to me. Not calling him a Russia. I didn't. He sold himself. By the way, it doesn't mean everybody that sold himself did have Akshriyas.
Right.
See, again, the degradation of being an Eved Kanani is not that he has to work for somebody. Exactly. An Eved Ivri is Jewish. Calling a guy that you committed yourself to work for me is not degrading.
You wouldn't put it on the resume.
Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Kahanas, okay. Let me try my best to explain it. Now, the Gemara is going to have a Havamina and a Maskana. And Rashi is learning according to the Havamina. So I'm going to explain this according to the Havamina. Things that are used to pay equals money. So even though money is not kind of metautalim, but if you use the money, this is the Havamina, but this is the way Rashi explains it. If you use the money not as a payment, but as an exchange, it works. Meaning just like I can say to the guy, here's my pen, and with it giving you the pen, I want to be tied in a chair. That's called chalipin, and it works. If I give the guy money, and I say, I'm not paying you for the chair. By giving you this money, I want you to exchange it for the chair. So I'm using money not as a form of payment, and that should be the kinyan, but rather as a form of exchange. And the Mishnah says, money, even though it can't work as kinyan kesef, can work as kinyan chalipin. That's shot in the Mishnah according to the Havamina, which is the way Rashi explains the Mishnah. Kol hanas edamim ba'achar, things that are usually used for payment. Kivin shezocha zeh, once the person receives the money, nischayev zeh b'chalipov, it can be used as a chalipin, and therefore he can be kind of the chair by the transfer of the money. Only if he transfers the money as chalipin, not as payment. Rashi. It's normally used for payment, because when you buy. Now we think it's coming to tell me coins. When you gave it as chalipim, not as money, so then he's kind it as exchange. El kain shekainim besuder, as like your kind with a handkerchief. Kain shalav ishnaloi, like the pasuk in Rus, as we're coming up to Rus, is said that they did a kinyan chalipin in order for him to buy back the right, remember, to redeem the fields. Shalav ishnaloi, v'zeh lufnim b'Yisrael, shalav ishnaloi v'nas l'reyu. They used to take off a shoe, that's the item they used for chalipin. Therefore, money can be used for chalipin. That is what the Mishnah is saying, according to the way the Gemara will understand it at the beginning. It's problematic, because the Gemara says about Metzia, money cannot be used for chalipin. That's why the Gemara is going to reject that shot. But in the Havamina, the Gemara understands, Nasa Damim Ba'achar, things that are usually used as payment, can be used as chalipin. So even though a kesef is not kind of metaltlin, it can be used as chalipim for metaltlin. That is what the Mishnah is saying.
Is today's money chalipim?
Today's money is, it's a big surprise. Check, cash, what do you want to talk about?
Cash,
according to most paiskim, is money.
Even though it doesn't have the coinage for the value.
Exactly. It's a machlok yus, I can't say not. Most paiskim consider it money. Because it's worth money. Because the government said this is money. Again, it makes no difference to this Mishnah. You ask me a side issue, I answered you. It's a machlokes. There's some say that our cash is not money. The gay opinion of Ben. That's when it makes a difference. We have to redeem with cash. We can't use a shtar.
Use coins.
We don't use coins. We use silver coins. For a reason.
Which is real coinage.
That's why we do it. Right. To avoid this machlokes.
It's currency.
What?
For a thing event, it has to be currency.
Doesn't have to be currency. But people don't use 25, bunch of quarters because we're crisis for those shitas. But most shitas would say, you take a bag of quarters and hand it to them for picking up it. It's cash. And kesef can redeem. Just like I can take... Again. Just like I can take items and use it for Binyan Aben. I don't have to have silver. I can take, let's say, they decide that 5 shkolim of kesef is worth $60. I don't know how much it's worth. Let's say it's called $60. I can take items worth $60 and give it to the kayan and do Binyan Aben. Like the Gra was paid himself many times. He was hard, he was afraid that it wasn't a kayan miyuchas. So I don't think he got silver every time. He gave items. Again, I don't know. I wasn't there. But that's, he made business for the Rappaport. Because he found the Rappaport and was fighting himself. He said, that's good enough. He's a claim of Yuchas. So now there are Rappaport Eniklach that are Eniklach of the Kayan that the Gra used for Binyan Aben. And they let you know that they are Kayan Yuchasim. The Gra used our grandfather. Our great-grandfather, our great-grandfather.
Wow.
And it, I know some claim will be resentful, but that's, but that's why in Lakewood, the rabbit boys, that's why in Lakewood, the rabbit boys get a lot of picking up ends.
It's not right. Did the Gra do that? They asked the...
But they did not talk to the Gra.
They convinced the Gra that they could use him for advertising? No, I'm serious. I saw one.
That's the problem. The problem is that you're serious.
Well, the case of redeeming by Mammon, we had that pasuk over there.
This is where we're totally off the subject. That's zero to what we're learning about.
Rebbe, you said redeeming. There's a pasuk there that money should be redeemed. But over there, a pasuk that Rashi brought down over there by the Kohen by redeeming money.
Right.
But that,
in those days, money was worth the coin it was minted on. Today, it's not. That's what triggered Ramesh's question. Okay, that's the answer to it. Yes, doctor.
I would just make the point, as you know, I have a long time fascination with the concept of money. The usage of paper or Bitcoin or anything like that is in truth no more or less arbitrary than the usage of silver or gold. And this point is made by the Chosel of Ovis. It's, you know, there's, you have no use whatever for a diamond.
Again, you're right. Okay, I really don't want to get into that conversation. I will answer very quickly, and I don't want to get into an argument about this. The answer is certain things have intrinsic value, and certain things are worth money because of what backs it up, not intrinsic value. So even though they're both worthless in a scale of 1 to 10 and what's Rabbeinu Shlaim important, you're right. A diamond is a worthless item. When Mashiach comes, diamonds probably won't be worth anything. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I have no idea. All I know is Tyre is worth a trillion times more. Maskim. That's not the point I'm trying to make. But a diamond has an intrinsic value. A dollar bill has a value because the government said it's worth money. And I don't want to get into an argument.
A diamond is completely seeds, a loaf of bread, a loaf of sliced white bread.
I really don't want to get into it. Trust me, a diamond has intrinsic value. At least that's the reality of it. But I'm not going to get involved. Bye, Tim.
The person getting keeps them? He could.
There's two kinds of chalipin. There's the chalipin that when it's exchanged and I keep the item you give me, and there's the chalipin that it's kniya menas la'aknas. I'm giving it to you, but I want it back. Usually, suitor is given back, but you can have a suitor that's not given back. But I will say the following. Usually, chalipin that's kept is value for value. I'm trading a chair for another chair. I like this chair, you like the other chair, we'll trade. It's chalipin, right? And it's chalipin of value, meaning I'm only changing it because it's worth to me as much as the chair was worth to you. Again, that's the other kind of chalipin I tried to tell you. Chalipin can be one of two ways. You can have the what you're used to, what you're asking, is chalipin you don't keep the item. But that doesn't mean chalipin has to be that way.
What's the more common?
I don't know. How many times do you buy things with chalipin? You don't walk into Unger's or to the Grove and buy ice cream and say to them, oh, instead of the ice cream, I'm going to give you my yogurt. It doesn't work that way. You don't do chalipin. That's not the kenyan you make.
Like by Pesach, when we take the Rosh
Yarmulke,
that's for what? To show...
That's chalipin to make a stronger shlichus. That's all it is. It's a different thing. But it's chalipin. It is chalipin. It's the other kind of chalipin. And when they give the chassan, the pen, or whatever it is, when he's in, he's obligating himself, whatever it's written in the ksuba, that's a kinyan chalipin. And he doesn't keep the rabbi's pen. That's not the point. But there is a chalipin of value. You want my chair. I'm not giving you my chair for a pen that you're going to take back. I'm asking. If you give me something that to me is equal value, I'll accept it not as kesef, but as an exchange.
Is that bartering?
Yes.
So why doesn't Rappaport put all the pens? At Chasna, when you have a kid, you can use us as Kohanim.
Because he needs to hire you as his advertisement thing. Hechlev. Now, I'm sorry, thank you. He was Zaycha by Hamachna, thank you. Once the Machna was Zaycha, Umashach Zuz Echad Ben Akaina, and he took one coin as Chalipin, the Tyrus King of Chalipin, the Schayev Hakaina Ba'ainzai. Rashi says, at that moment, let's say he's buying an animal, and he's giving him the money as chalipin, and he hands him a dollar, not a dollar bill, I'm not talking about that, money of a dollar, let's say, azuz, I'm not going to get involved now, azuz, he hands him azuz. At that moment, that chalipin kicked in, and that means he now owns that animal, which means if the animal dies now, the buyer's loss. He already bought it. He has to pay the rest of the money because he made the kinyan and he owes the money. When the seller takes either the sudr or the zuz, two ways of chalipin. Chalipin, first chalipin. Nikna hamekich lulekeach b'chol makom shehu. Okay, so that's part one of the Mishnah. Here comes part number two of the Mishnah, and the question is, what is the connection between part one and part two? And that the Gemara will talk about. Ketzad. How does chalipin work? Heklif shor b'paroi chamor b'shor. If you exchange a shor for a para, or a chamor for a shor, this is a common case of chalipin, bartering. You're bartering your shor for his para, your chamor for his shor. Either way, once one of the parties took one of the items as an exchange, automatically the other one switched ownership. Rashi. Look, Rashi, heklif shor b'para. The para becomes the property of the buyer, wherever it is. Anything that happens to it now is going to be his loss. But Gemara Parach, my Ketzad, what connection does this have to the line before? Ketzad usually explains what we just said. We're not talking about money anymore. We started off with money, and then all of a sudden we went Ketzad and talked about animal for animal. The matbei nasel chalipin. If the chiddush of the Mishnah was that a coin can be used for chalipin, even though as far as money is concerned, money is not kind of metalplin. I have to do meshicha. But if you use it as chalipin, it works. Kinyan sudr is another way of saying chalipin. Kisudr, like a sudr. So have a Mishnah case that heklev mos b'parav. Why does the Mishnah bring in two items now? If you're explaining to me that money can be used as chalipin, give me a case of money and chalipin. What's ketzad? Ketzad usually is, we're now going to explain what we said, and it doesn't explain what we said. It has nothing to do with it. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
So we had about 4 days ago, Damim is not Kona because...
It's Machlaikis, Rav Jehler.
No, but according to the side, it says Dum is not Kona because Nisrafu Chitin Be... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that apply by Chalipin also?
No.
What?
They didn't make that Dakona Be Chalipin. Good question. We try to speak it out. In fact, we might even run into it from Rashi. We might even run into Rashi. But then the Rabbanan did not change the Tekana of Chalipin. They only did it by money. Because money was a common Kenyan. See, let me just be honest. Usually, people don't do Chalipin. They want to be paid completely. I'm telling you something. I'm not interested in you just giving me a handkerchief. But people do it. Chazal didn't touch that Kenyan.
It wasn't often enough.
Right. I, whatever reason it is, yeah.
But at the end of the day, if it's now related to the...
Correct.
What does it mean then,
once one of the parties took the item... Anytime you do chalipin, you have to do something to the item that's given to you.
We're doing hakbah usually on a
right. Correct. When we use a handkerchief, the chassan does hakbah on the handkerchief. You notice it goes like this?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you sell your chametz, you also go like this?
Shikha on this animal, and I sell my other animal gets sold
out. Correct. Exactly. And that's why there's a whole Mishnah about Metzia that they're arguing when the animal died. Before the Meshicha, after the Meshicha, right? He took his para, and the Chamar died in the stable. Now we don't know whether the Chamar died prior to the Meshicha, after the Meshicha, and they're arguing.
No cameras. This is probably more common, more of a common trade than money, imagine.
I wasn't there. I'm not going to comment. Yes, doctor. You had a question?
I think it was pretty universal to do it this way.
I don't know. Usually, you sold the thing you needed cash, not because you needed another animal. Yes?
No, you didn't need cash. Cash was more useful, would be another
way. Right. You had a question?
The question I was going to ask, I was wrong.
Okay. Don't take my advice.
The first Is that the Habamina? Because when I read the Mishnah, I always look at the word dam as something that's value, and chalipin is exchange. So is it the second part is explaining it? Or?
No, it's not. That's what you actually said. The Gemara is going to ask. It has nothing to do with each other.
Dumim always means money.
There's no always. The Mishnah said anything used as payment. Anything that's used normally as damim can be a chalipin. That's what the Mishnah said. We're understanding that to mean the item you usually use for payment, which is money, can use be as chalipin.
And chalipin means what? Over
exchange.
Anything of value. Okay.
No, it doesn't mean anything of value. No. Anything of value can mean a table. We're not talking about tables. We're talking about cash.
It's not always cash.
No, the Mishnah is saying Karnasa Damim Ba'achar. The item that's usually used for payment equals cash. That's the word. That's all it means. It's as if the Mishnah would say cash can be used for chalipin. That's what the Mishnah means. Nothing else. Nothing. It's saying. Let's not make the Mishnah say what it doesn't say.
How can I have me? That's what it means. Because we learn from Yehuda, he's being mixed us. The Shono. Person should speak.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
If I wanted, if it meant Matbeya, it would say Matbeya. It wouldn't say, oh, I'm not a dub. Out of those four words, we're saying, all you gotta say is one.
Don't think of my right. Halibim, my Neil. What are you talking about at the beginning of the Mishnah? Matbeya, a coin. That means Shmamina. You would be proving from this Mishnah. Matbeya nasa chalipin, and we know that that's not true. The Gemara Bar Mitzvah told us coins cannot be used for chalipin, and therefore that cannot be pshat in the Mishnah. It's a wonderful understanding in the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah reads, but the problem is it's not true. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah, because a matbeya nasa chalipin. Matbeya cannot be a chalipin. So how in the world can we say that that's pshat in the Mishnah? Rashi, my new matbeya, and Rashi explains why we assume it's a coin. So who wants it? That's what used to pay for things. B'chol makom, that's what people pay with. You don't go to Unger's and pay with a yogurt for your ice cream. You pay with cash. And when you go buy a chair, you don't walk into the store with your broken chairs and change it for a chair. You pay with cash. That's how people pay for items, right? Rashi explains it again. Even though as money, we say money is not kaina. That means the Mishnah would be teaching me my bear can be chalipin. But not kaimel and perik hazog. And the fourth perik of Matthias we know, we said there clearly, a matbeya not the chalipin. So if a matbeya not the chalipin, that can't be pshat in that Mishnah. So we have to come up with a different pshat in that Mishnah. That's why Rashi the Mishnah said it's a Havamina. That's how the Gemara understands the Mishnah.
Why would the Mishnah say something not true with the Havamina? Why would the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah didn't say the Havamina. We understood the Havamina. You know, sometimes people say something and people understand them and they never meant that. We read the Mishnah that way. We're saying that's not what the Mishnah meant. Amar of Yehuda Hachikamar. Such of Yehuda, that's not what it means. Kalanishim Davim Ba'achar. That means any item that has to be evaluated, that has a value, that has to be figured out, or what's figured out, can be used for chalipin. I can use tables for chalipin, because tables is one of the ways of expressing items is to say something that needs to be figured out what it's worth. Every item besides for money, you have to figure out what it's worth. How do I know what this share is worth? Money, I don't have to figure out what a dollar is worth. A dollar is worth a dollar. And again, I know dollar changes, but in halacha we view dollars as standard. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I borrowed it. Right? So, again, money, we know its value. Any other item, you have to figure out its value. So sometimes there's a sticker price on it, and sometimes you have to ask people what it's worth. But every item is something that you figure out its value. So when the Mishnah says kalanasa dam ba'achar, the Mishnah meant anything you figure out its value, which means any item besides for money can be used for chalipa. The opposite of what we thought. We thought kalanasa dam ba'achar meant money. Now we're saying it doesn't mean something that's used to pay. Something that you have to figure out its value can be used for chalipin. Any item they can figure out its value. Which leads us to another machloikas. Because there's a machloikas of Sheshes and Rav Nachman in fourth parak of Babatia. Whether you can use a non-keli for chalipin. Can I use a banana or an apple for chalipin? These are food items, they're not kalim. Do I need, they're not money.
Commodity.
Does it have to be a keli, or can it be any item? The way we're translating this Mishnah now, it would say any item besides your money. And that is a bend on the Machlokes. I'm a Rav, and the Gemara is going to get involved with that. But that's what we're saying now, Pshat is. So, Kanasa Damin Ba'achar, we have switched how to translate the Mishnah. Doesn't mean something that's used for payment, it's something that you figure out value. Which means anything besides your money can be used for chalipin.
Excluding money only?
Excluding money only.
So in the case of the sticker on the chair, you still have some value?
You don't have to figure it out because somebody else figured it out. Somebody figured out what the chair was worth. Whoever put the sticker on, right? Somebody has to figure out what they're going to sell the chair for. Like dry cast, right? You sell your product, somebody figures out what you're getting for it.
Rashi.
Amr Yehuda Hachi Kamar Kalanishim Dabin Bachar. Kol Gavar, Shimbot Lasita Dabin Bachar. If you want to use it for value, Tzarech L'shayma B'damim, to figure out its value. Da'inu Kol HaMetautlim Barmi Magbeya. Anything besides a coin. So the halacha is kibun shesacha. If not the b'tayrus chalipin, niknu chalipin lelekeach b'mashicha shemashach ba'amekach hazeh. When he took your apple, automatically he was kind of the chair. Vashminan shemashach ba'amekach. Vashminan the b'tayrus chalipin metalklin. Ulemeimar, and to tell me, the av agav the less new kli, even though it's not a kli. Ela metalklin ba'alma. It is only metalfulim, havi chalipin, v'loi matbeya asolashminan. It's not anything with coins. Adarabba, we're saying everything can be used for chalipin besides for coins. Shalav ish
na'aloi. Okay, so the shoe is not a kli.
It's a kli.
A shoe is a kli. So anything, the opposite of matbeya is kli.
But yeah, this is the machlokes of Nachman or of Sheshes. The sugya of Matzia. This is not the time that we're going to learn that sugya. You can look it up, and Rav Sheshes answers why he doesn't think it has to be a kli. What you're asking me is what's shot in Rav Sheshes. The pasuk said kli. That's what you're asking me. We're going to reword your question. How can Rav Sheshes say that you can use a non kli when the pasuk wrote chalipin as kli?
That's
the Gemara's kasha. Maseches Bava Metzia Perikasov. You can go learn the sugya.
Any achronim state?
No, it's a Gemara.
Oh, Gemara.
Yes.
No.
An apple is metalkla. A banana is metalkla.
Gold bar.
A banana is not a kli. And Rashi Shita is, we're going to see now, that an animal is not a kli. A lot of Rishonim argue on Rashi. Rashi himself brings a second shot. But Rashi Shita is that animal is not a kli. An animal is a commodity, not a kli. Now, kli can be a commodity. I don't know if that works or not. But it means a non-kli. So that's why the Gemara makes sense now. Daikonami, the 20 Kate said, Hechlu Shar Bepara, Chamar Bashar. This is explaining the first part of the Mishnah. You can use anything for Chalipin, even not a Kli. You can use animals for Chalipin. Shmami Nam. Rashi. That it's not telling me matbea. Look at Ketzad. Ketzad is not talking about matbea. What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
There are different categories of commodities.
You know what I mean? I'll stick to the Gemara's lashon kli and non kli. I'm not going to get involved.
Things that grow by themselves.
I've got nothing to do with this. Zug the Gemara by turn. Now, the Gemara does something very interesting here. The Gemara is going to ask now, according to the Havamina, what was shot in the Mishnah? We finished. We said shot in the Mishnah. But the Gemara is going to say, how do you understand the Havamina? It's just Ketzad, and it's not explaining it. So the Gemara is doing something. Let's go back to Havamina. We slugged it up. We dismissed it. But we had a Havamina. When we learned the Mishnah, we had a Havamina. How do you understand the word Ketzad? Well, the Gemara feels that it must have had a pshat. If not, then we had never considered it a Havamina. To be a Havamina, it means you could have read the Mishnah that way. You can't. We slugged it up because of a side issue. We're saying it never made sense to begin with. So we're going to make sense from it, and then we slugged it up. If you understand what I'm trying to say.
To have that Havamina, why don't you ask, how can you have that Havamina? Is the Mishnah worth it?
Place that says
Mabeya
Kinan Lepin? Which is Mariam, and says Hazav.
Hazav, right? Well, so, how do you have a Havamina anyhow? Because that's not like that.
Again. Right, Cohen, listen to me carefully. I answered your question if you were to listen to me. When you read a Mishnah, you have to be able to translate it. There might be a question from a different point, and that might slug up your understanding of the Mishnah, but at least you read the Mishnah and translated it before that different point. When you read a Mishnah and you can't translate it, then that can't be shot at any point. When you read this Mishnah, it's saying, Matbea can be used for Chalipim. You can have a question from Azav, that's a side question. It's not in the Etzem translation of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how does this work? And then the Mishnah brings something that has nothing to do with Matbea. So I look at this Mishnah, I say, forget everything else. Translate the word Ketzad. Doesn't mean anything. That's in the Etzem Mishnah, in the words. Matbea and Nazar Chalipim is a side issue. Let's say our Mishnah argues on that. Okay. It's not true, therefore we have to change shot, but theoretically it might be arguing on that. But you have to be able to read a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says Ketzad. And Ketzad doesn't read because it has nothing to do with coins. So the Gemara says, how did you read the Mishnah to begin with? We'll continue Mishnah tomorrow.